look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, we got baseball coming up. If you're heading out to today's game here at AT&T Park, be sure to check out the Toyota Fan Zone located behind the left field bleachers. Bring the kids so they can enjoy the mini ballpark and enter to win a Buster Posey autographed baseball from Toyota, a proud sponsor of your San Francisco Giants. Bruce Jenkins joins us. Bruce, how are you on this Sunday?
Doing well, Marty. Another great baseball weekend we got here.
Yeah, boy, you know, all of a sudden, this thing takes shape. You know that over, 40, 50, 60, 70 games. Giants are starting to hit the ball. And I realize some days they don't, and they didn't in Philadelphia. But they're starting to put a lineup together that in this crazy National League West is now one of the best.
Yeah, I think we've both been saying all season that the team's going to hit. It's a good, strong lineup. And, they don't all have to hit at once, but they're taking their turns. Right now you got Belt and Crawford and Posey over 300. You got McCutchen who out today with, hopefully a minor injury. He's stinging the ball. The average doesn't reflect how well he's hitting. And Longoria's doing his thing. And so, yeah, it's technically they've got the best hitting in the division right now, so you got to love that.
What do you think, Bruce? Brandon Crawford, NL Player of the Month?
I don't see why not. I mean, you go around the league. I mean, Herrera in Philadelphia gets on base every day. He's got a streak of some 40-something times on base in a row. He might get the record at that point. He's been fantastic. There's a lot of good stuff going on. But, Crawford gives you the phenomenal defense, and he's certainly as good a candidate as any. I'd like to see him get it.
Well, I think he's an all-star unless something crazy happens over the next few weeks. I think he's the all-star shortstop, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I would think so. I tell you, it's a good thing he's not in the American League. I mean, he's as good as anybody, but, between, Correa and Simmons and Gregorius.
Lindor.
Machado, Lindor. I mean, oh, my goodness. It just goes on. Bogarts, it's just an insane amount of great talent over there.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of the A-Rod, Nomar, Jeter days.
Yeah, here, I guess, what's his opposition here? Trey Turner? Seager's out. Can't think of trying to think of other people.
No, I think he's clearly he's the best. He's the best in the league. It helped him when Anderson Simmons went over to the Angels.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Crawford has been something else. And Bruce, you watch the way he plays in the field, and the old Brooks Robinson nickname, the vacuum cleaner. Really? He's a vacuum cleaner. But that ball goes up the middle. If it's a double play situation, you can just put it in the book, 6-4-3.
Oh, yeah. He has wonderful hands. I'll never forget when he was at UCLA, they made a tape of him in the minor leagues just kind of doing just trickery with the baseball around the bag just for fun, just to show his instincts and hands. It was pretty mind-blowing. It's something this kid's for real. If you haven't seen him in a game yet, but he's got great hands, and then you put him in a game, and he's even better than you thought.
The funny thing is you don't think of him, at least I don't, as a great athlete. If you said, give me all the great athletes, I wouldn't pick him because he just doesn't have maybe the great speed or something. But he's a great athlete. And you just said
really
it, the
is.
Hands are great.
Yeah, and he's so laconic. He doesn't really raise his voice. He speaks a lot of sense, but in very low tones, and he's so calm. He doesn't exude that phenomenal energy, but you put him on the field, he does everything you're asking of a guy.
I said if he was a comedian, he would be Jackie Vernon.
Exactly. If you don't know who he is, people, you should at least try to get some audio of him. He's a very, very, very funny. Stephen Wright, the laconic comedian.
Yeah, exactly. I said go to YouTube and look up Jackie Vernon.
Yeah.
Because when he got thrown out of the game by the umpire, he felt that it was Belt's fault. I said that was a good line. You delivered a very funny line.
Exactly, and he doesn't. It's like those two comedians we mentioned. He never cracks a smile. He doesn't laugh at his own jokes, which makes it very funny.
Stephen Wright's a good call. Stephen Wright deadpan with everything, right?
Jackie
yeah.
Vernon. Here's the hitchhiker. Here's the hitchhiker picking me up. very funny. Very funny, Jackie Vernon. All right, hey, Sergio Romo pitched last night. This is Bruce. This is where we're going. He got the first three out for the Angels, and they brought in the starter who took it into six or seven innings, whatever it was. And they're bringing Romo back again today to start for Tampa. How about this?
I love it. You know, today's starting pitchers, Romo and Ohtani. I mean, how good is that?
Wow.
I don't know if it's where we're going. It's definitely where they're going. And I think with a guy like Romo, as we mentioned yesterday, you know, if you're going to start with a right-hander with a wicked slider that to this day nobody can hit when he's on, it's amazing. You know, the Giants, when he left the Giants, you thought, well, he's kind of at the end of the rope. They're not going to miss him. Sure enough, that pitch is still pretty – people just don't see it. So you put him out there in the first inning, then you bring in a hard-throwing lefty for the second inning. That's a dramatic change. Now, where it goes from there, I don't know. I mean, you almost wanted to see Romo go out for another inning yesterday, but nobody realized he's coming back today. So it's tremendous. I mean, I don't think they'll be the only team to do it, but I don't quite see it becoming a craze just yet. I don't, like, try to run that past, you know, Max Scherzer, who I watched yesterday. Man, that guy's the greatest competitor. My goodness, what a pitcher he is.
Well, speaking of Scherzer, he's got 100 strikeouts, 104 in 65 innings, the fastest to 100 since 1900.
Yeah, he's so fun to watch. I mean, they took him out. He threw in an awful lot of pitches yesterday, but he was beating the Dodgers 4-2. He spanked a single up the middle to drive in a run. The guy, he's such a competitor. You know, it's probably not fair, but you know, just comparing him to a kid like Stratton, who's really struggling right now even to stay in the Giants rotation and to keep his command, you know, the contrast between a kid trying to find his way and a guy like this, or a guy like Bumgarner or Kershaw, and all those guys can hit, by the way. Those veterans I'm talking about. You know, it's a pretty big gap, but Scherzer's a real delight.
You know, the strikeouts we've talked about, they're all over the place. And you see the guy today, Tyler Anderson, you know, he's got almost a strikeout an inning. Ty Block is just the opposite. He's got almost got a, you know, half a walk an inning. So we'll see how that works out. But the relievers, Bruce, the average strikeouts per nine innings, and I remember Chapman was pretty well up there. There's guys now striking out like per nine innings, like 18. And, I mean, the all-time record is like 10 by Chris Sale and Randy Johnson over a season or so, or even a career. But these guys, the relievers now, are the equivalent of striking out 14, 15, 16 per nine innings. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Hader is leading the way. He strikes out, you know, four guys an inning.
It's insane.
Well, he faces seven and strikes out eight.
Yeah, he's completely ridiculous. You know, he doesn't have that, like, classic reliever, you know, wacky personality like a Gossage or a Roboski or, you know, just a character. He looks like a guy who just got off the beach. But he's just unhittable right now. He's going so hot that you wonder if it's sustainable. But it's an amazing thing for Milwaukee because they bring him in any time. They might bring him in the first or the fifth or we're close with him. They might start him one day. And you got just to maximize that arm.
Yeah,
I'll
tell
you, my favorite relief stat from yesterday, though, was the the Dodger bullpen in Game 2 got 27 outs.
Wow. Oh, that's right. Hill went out after two pitches.
Yeah, Rich Hill, after he warmed up, he's turned his back to the plate, and he's looking at the sky like, you got to be kidding. I mean, even before he threw one pitch, he knew he was done. He threw two, and the blister was really flaming up, and now he's out for a month. So, and who do they bring up to replace him on the roster? The kid who throws with both arms.
Yeah, at one time.
Yes.
Pat Vendette?
Venditti's coming up.
Boy. You know, the other stat that's interesting, Bruce, and you, let's follow this one as we go through the season. If a pitcher throws 96 or more, players who are 30 or over haven't been able to catch up with it. And this is something that I guess the StatCast and folks are sort of, you know, trailing along, watching it. But how about that? If you throw 96 or more and you're over 30, forget it.
Well, I don't believe that for a second. That's ludicrous to me. I mean, I don't care what the numbers say. I'd have to, you know, run it down, right, you know, player by player. But I'll guarantee you there's a lot of over 30 guys who will hit 100.
Yeah, look at Buster Olney. I think he had it in his column today. That was one of his strikeout things. But look, the West, the Dodgers won two. The Rockies, well, I'll put it this way. We've seen the whole West. Team, and I haven't seen a super team yet, and I think the Giants are very much in this thing.
Oh, man. I mean, three games out, that's, you know, that Arizona has come back so sharply. It's just, it's amazing how quickly they came back to earth and how really awful the Dodgers have been. I think you're looking at this Colorado team. They're not at all intimidating. I mean, they've got great hitters for sure, and they're pitching pretty well, but they just don't look like, you know, a world-beating team. It's funny, after the Dodgers have been going so bad, and then they sweep the Nationals in a long, drawn-out doubleheader in Washington in some lousy weather, and at the end of the game, you could hear Joe Davis and Hershiser are going, well, mark down May 19th. This could be the day the Dodgers turn it all around, and it could be. That could be the case. You know, they finally did something right.
Well, as Jim Barr said, when you're hoping, you ain't pitching. When you're hoping and you're praying, you ain't playing. So they've reached that part of the season. Javier Baez got into it yesterday. Did you see that with Amir Garrett?
Yeah.
You know, Garrett looked at him, and Baez is a magnet for this kind of stuff. Ron Wotus today was saying Baez is the kind of guy that stands in front of the runner when he's at second base, so he can't see the signs. And I guess he got into it with Garrett, and the bench is emptied, and that's baseball. Isn't that baseball? I love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it didn't look like Garrett said anything, but he did look at him. Yeah. And then, you know, if the way Baez looks at the pitchers, so you got to look back. I mean, it's a pretty interesting confrontation. But, yeah, Baez is very, very confrontational and very exciting and just tremendous. I mean, he's tremendous at everything, hitting, fielding. He's, you know, making that quick tag at second. He's one of the most exciting players in the game. And I love it exactly. I love guys displaying their temperament. They're not holding back. And you know, it was a little skirmish. No punches were thrown. That's also baseball for the most part.
Yeah, I asked Ron Wotus that question this morning. Did he ever play with anyone like that? And he said, as a coach, Kenny Lofton was like that. That Kenny Lofton drove Tony La Russa crazy because all the antics he would do. And you know, La Russa, you look at him the wrong way, and you know, he'll send the. CHP after you.
They hold a grudge for 40 years.
Right. I didn't want to say the dogs because he's an ARF guy, but you know. But you know, yeah, he would. So I thought that was interesting. So I don't know. Here we are. Memorial Day's coming up. It's the first marker of the season. We really don't know anything yet, but it's been a fun season so far.
Oh, it's tremendous. And, you know, it's just great when your team's in it. You know, across the Bay, the A's have had a fantastic road trip.
Yeah.
Toronto, Boston, New York, they're totally holding their own. They're so outmanned in terms of star power around, even just in their division, especially with the Angels and Houston. And yet, you know, these guys are playing great. And both sides of the Bay have a lot going on. So, yeah, it's great. It's only May, and there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, that A's lineup is really hitting right now. And kind of touching on the Javi Baez thing, I mean, he came up, he was a young guy, and that youth movement is continuing in baseball. You see the Nats today called up their 19-year-old phenom Juan Soto.
Yeah, I hear that some people are comparing him to Tony Oliva. If you've never heard of him, look him up, or if you get video, all the better. But yeah, he's the youngest guy in the bigs. You know, just when you start looking at guys like Acuna and Albies, here comes the next guy.
Bruce, he's got 52 RBIs in 33 games this year.
Wow.
Yeah, no wonder they're going to get a look at him. I love it.
Yeah. This is where the game is going, Bruce. Take a look at Buster Olney's column today on the strikeouts. It was kind of interesting the way he laid it out. But, all right, good week of baseball. And next weekend we've got, of course, this summer road trip, Houston, Chicago, and Colorado. We've got Memorial Day will be on the air. So this is our first marker coming up. So we'll see how the Giants do on this trip.
Yeah, I mean, the last trip looked like, you know, on paper, this isn't so bad. But then you look at Atlanta, Philly, and Pittsburgh are all at or near the top of the standing. So, and this one, you got some teams that are really established. So, you know, if they keep hitting, they're going to be okay. And, you know, they're going to be away from AT&T. They should do some raking. So if they can get the pitching together, get Block and Stratton, you know, doing what they're capable of doing. Bumgarner is coming up on the near horizon, so it's all good.
Sounds like you're hoping.
I'm hoping, and I'm wishing and hoping, but...
yeah, on the pitching side, seriously, on the starting pitching side, we're hoping. And that's the Achilles heel of the thing right now, is to get that straight. But Williamson ought to be up on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah. What can I say? I'm an optimist by nature.
Well, I know. Now, yesterday I said we were going to allow you to have a mulligan on the Warriors. Any predictions? I know you said the Warriors would win the last time we talked.
Yeah, I did. I made the mistake of forgetting one of the real truisms in the playoffs is how things can change from game to game. But they're home today. They won 15 straight playoff games at Oracle, and they're really pumped up for the occasion. I just got to see them winning today.
All right, great. Hey, have a great day, and look forward to talking to you next week. Should be a good week of baseball.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Wow, always enjoy having him on.